it probably started a little bit in the spring, as you're always talking to people trying to, you know, improve your roster. And so I think maybe started flirting with Buffalo and Sammy probably around the time when they didn't put the fifth-year option on him and we didn't put the fifth-year option on Greg. And I think that's where it started. And just over the time, had a conversation with Buffalo. And then when Brandon Bean got the GM job, rekindled that a little bit. And then we kept talking during the summer, and it came to fruition this week.
How important was it for you guys to get a legitimate vertical threat for this offense? And how does that change the dynamic now of what Sean can do?
Well, I think you'd like to look at your offensive weapons like a basketball team. And I count that the running back, and I say we, Sean especially, tight ends and the receiving group, and hey, what do they do? What do they do best? And how do you use those? And he's a complementary piece to what we have. But as you heard Sean say on stage back there, when you attack, you know, a team with your pass game, you'd like to, hey, use the width of the field and the length of the field. And that's what speed can do to allow you to, hey, attack vertically as well as the width. So it's really just trying to open the field up, and it's not just one person. Might be a tight end this week, might be a slot receiver this down, maybe a running back out of the backfield or running the ball. So I think it really helps. It's a complimentary piece.
With Sammy's injury history, was that of concern to you guys?
We definitely discussed it, and I think it's probably one of the reasons that maybe they didn't put the fifth-year option on it. But when we dove into it, we felt comfortable, you know, taking the risk, making this move, and going forward.
Is it fair to say, I know you just got him, but he is going to be a free agent after this year? Is it something you look at as more than just a one-year possibility?
Definitely. I think he's 24, so it's you don't just do it for the now, although we do think he'll help the now. But because of the age, you'd like for it to be, hey, a future as well, long-term instead of just short-term.
Have you gotten to that stage yet in terms of being able to talk to his reps or Sammy about willingness to stay here beyond?
We haven't. We didn't do that, I think, out of respect for players usually when you're making these type of moves, because they might not go through. You don't really talk to them until you really get the player. But I do know his agent, and so did have a conversation. He's glad to be a Ram, and we'll go from there.
Was there a certain point at training camp or just a certain point that you knew, you know, a deal like this had to get done for your receivers?
I would say this, it didn't have to get done because there was no guarantee. We wanted it to get done. We knew that there was, let's say, hey, a guy who could help us stretch the field vertically with speed and size. We knew that was on the agenda, whether it was this spring, this summer, next free agency, next draft. So it was an item that we felt really helped, you know, take our offense to the next level.
You talked about complementary players. What does this mean?
Ladies first, right?
No, equal just rights. You kidding. Go, Rich. You go, equal rights. Go.
Come on, Rich.
All right.
I'm from the South. My bad.
What does that mean for Tavon, you know, both in the short term and the long term? I mean, does he still have a place?
Definitely has a place. I mean, like I said, I think the more weapons you can have, it stresses the D coordinator. And a little bit going with the theme that we have, hey, it's we, not me. It's not one player. It's not just one star. It's a group. It's like, you know, like this, I always say it a lot, would love to have a Gonzaga basketball team where everybody complements each other. And some days it's one person, some days it's another. But, the sum of the parts, you know, are better than the individual.
Gonzaga.
In what way do you see that he has a place? Because you obviously have that outside threat now in Sammy, and you guys obviously like Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods is going to be a big part of your offense. A lot of people would look at this trade and be like, Tavon doesn't really fit in this offense right now.
Tavon is a fast kid. So having, you know, I think Jimmy Johnson probably said it best long before I was in football that, you know, speed's important. So having fast people on your teams, you know, you never have too many of those. Also, what Tavon does is there is an element, probably what scares defenders the most, is when he gets the ball in their space. So I think the more weapons you have, I want to cut that off. More weapons you have, it gives him more space to do his thing, which is, you know, make people miss and get yards after the catch and things like that.
Did his hamstring injury in training camp, obviously he hasn't been able to practice, didn't practice in the offseason program either. Did that kind of necessitate a move like this for you even more so?
We didn't make this move, you know, just because, you know, Tavon had a hamstring. You know what I mean? And I think the hamstring thing, the nice thing about a hamstring is, guess what? You're getting Tavon back for opening day. So there was an element. That's how training camp is. As a general manager, you're thinking big. At least it's not he's out for good.
Right.
Like we lost with Dominique. You know, that's just unfortunate. It's over, you know, and the season's over. So,
with dealing gains, does that kind of mean that you guys, as far as your secondary, feel pretty solid with what you have there?
I think as Wade's come in and put in a new defense, and really from the defensive backfield standpoint, a lot of man coverage, we've had a lot of guys, some of them are unsung, step up, practice well. We've had a couple of practices with the Chargers going to play this week. So still to be determined whether we have what we need back there. But I can tell you that we've been impressed so far. And more importantly, Wade's been impressed. So we'll test them in the preseason and then go from there.
Do you feel like this is just kind of a rare opportunity to be able to get a guy who can be sort of number one type wide receiver?
I think if it's always, I would say, finding a number one is always a tough, you know, task to accomplish. Some teams never do. Doesn't mean they're going to not win or be successful. But, you know, it's usually when you say you're a one, it's because, hey, you got some type of rare physical ability. And then guess what? You have rare production to go with that. So time will still tell. But we do think, you know what, the elements he gives this offense as a whole. Remember, it's not just the number one receiver. It's also the 2, 3, 4, the tight ends and the position, you know.
With all these offensive weapons now, will we see more of Goff in the preseason so we can establish a rhythm with all these guys and opportunities?
I know Sean's been discussing that on how, all right, there's a fine line there, right, of, okay, Goff needs as many reps as possible. But also with that, not just Jared, there is, let's take Andrew Whitworth over on the left side, and you'd like for him to protect Goff, but you don't want to get him as many reps as you do Jared. So it's enough. Preseason football is fun when you're in the meeting rooms trying to figure out that formula of who you get Jared on the field with and not. But you're right, he needs as many reps as possible.
Just have to ask about Aaron, if there's any update there, or any hope or any movement?
Not any movement. There is hope. There's hope that he'll be around a long time.
What is the, you know, we talked to Sean about, there becomes a certain point where maybe you're concerned as you get closer to the season. He hasn't been in offseason. He hasn't been in training camp. Are you reaching that point where you start to be concerned at all about readiness or that sort of thing?
Well, I think what happens is, depending on how long this takes and when he reports and all of that, and you got to be mindful of whenever that date is, he is, even though we know Aaron, he's going to come in shape. But putting on the pads, banging and all that. You got to be mindful of that and have a plan. And I think with Reggie Scott and Ted Rath, you know, and athletic performance and strength, that we've got, you know, they'll be on top of that to implement him, because you don't want to just rush him right in.
And I know you talked before about you don't want to get into optimistic, but can you describe Togs as fluid so far? Do you feel like there's still good dialogue there between the two sides?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, respect Aaron. Respect his agents, have known them a long time, so the dialogue's never going to stop. That's based on relationships built, you know, over the years. So,
Les, can you talk about the assessment of the team, what you have now? Do you feel that the Rams are better than they were last year, and how much better?
I do think we're better, but that's an off-season grade, and now I always like to say off-season grades mean nothing, right? Now, guess what? We got to go do it in the regular season when they keep scoring, keep the standings. So, but definitely from an offensive standpoint, we accomplished a lot of what we wanted to do. Not there yet, getting there. But offseason was good. But again, we're looking forward to the season report card.
And how much pressure is on the coach?
There's always pressure on a coach. But I think Sean likes to say, when you're a coach, this is what you do. So I think when you're an expert, as an example, if I was, you know, doing y'all's job and had to answer, you know, ask questions and interview someone, there'd be an element of nervousness on my side, because that's not what I do, and not probably good at asking questions or answering them. So, but he's good at what he does, and I don't think he feels pressure.
Do you guys expect Sammy to arrive in LA today, practice tomorrow?
No, he will not. He's going to – I will be honest with you, we're discussing with him when the best time to get him. Anytime these are abrupt moves, so – will Sammy leave tonight or tomorrow morning? I don't know that yet because he's got to go back to Rochester, pack up, come back to Buffalo, kind of pack up and get out. But he will not play in the game tomorrow.